Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Once again, thanking you for allowing us to come together once again. We thank you for your mercy, your love, and your compassion, which you had bestowed upon us. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord. We give thanks unto your holy name, thanking you for the love, thanking you for the mercy, oh, Lord. Thanking you, Lord. Oh, my God, thou art so worthy. We are not worthy, but thou art worthy. We thank you for what you've done in our lives, for how you blessed us, for how you spared us, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for moving, oh Lord, for blessing in a mighty way. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're yet doing, and we believe you, oh Lord, for what you're going to do. We believe you, Lord, for the saving of souls, for the healing of the body. Glory to God, we know you're a way maker, door opener. You know how to work. You said you were working. Who shall let it? We believe it today. We know you're able, Lord, to work every situation out. We know you're able to fix it for us. Oh, my God, we're dependent on you. Our hope is in you. We're looking to you, Lord, for greater deliverance. We're looking to you, oh, Lord, to continue to work miracles. We thank you today, Lord. Thank you today, Lord. Oh, my God, I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you for how you bless us. I thank you for how you strengthen us. Thank you for how you encourage us. We thank you today, Lord. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. We pray that you will look upon your people everywhere. In the name of Jesus, touch them, O Lord. Give them strength. Help them to endure and to go through. Help them to make this journey, Lord. We know you're able, Jesus. Oh, my God, our trust is in you today, and our faith looks up to you. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, touch your people everywhere. All those who are requesting prayer, those who have special petitions up before you, we pray that you will grant it according to your will. Let thy will be done. Let the blood of Jesus cover the day. Wash and make ever with whole. And everything that's not like it, cast it out today. Help us to live according to thy word. Help us to seek to please you in every way. Drive and to go forward in you. Doing your will, speaking your word, and going where you send us. Help us to stretch out on your word. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Stop by here tonight. Pour us out a blessing. Let us all be blessed tonight. Let your word reach, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So much so that our soul fall out the fairway and give their life unto you, that somebody may be healed tonight. Look on all those listed on the prayer list. We pray that you touch and bless, that you will heal, save and forgive, deliver souls, blot out of transgressions. Have mercy today. Oh, my God, we believe it today, and we take you at your word, and we thank you, little Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you're going to do. We thank you for your touch. We thank you for strength. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for your compassion upon us. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done for us, for being a way maker and a door opener. We thank you in faith, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I pray that you look on the speaker of the hour. Look on this broadcast, oh Lord. Bless tonight. Let our soul be delivered, saved, forgiven, healed, oh Lord. And we know you're able, oh Lord. Look on the senior anointing. Touch and bless, oh Lord. Bring your word through. Have your way tonight. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. And, oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for another chance that your word may go out all over the world. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And, my God, we pray, Lord, that you touch and bless the more. Help us to stand and go forward. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you and to watch and pray as you said in your word. Help us, oh Lord, and we will be helped. Oh, my God, we're continuing to look to you, trusting in you, taking you at your word. And we pray that you continue to have your way and that your will be done. We will give thy name the praise and the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming to Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And good evening, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Pastor Hameen is the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple Church, which is located in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, under our Northern District Overseer, Pastor Richard Jackson, Jr. And at this time, we're going to read our opening scripture, and it's taken from Proverbs, the third chapter, and the first verse. It's Proverbs 3 and 1, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding." Thank God for the reading of his word. Proverbs, the third chapter, the first throughout the 13th verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast. The Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. Amen. The broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title 1, School, and 1 is O-N-E. And if you would like to listen to any of our previous broadcasts, you can log on that website and click on any of the on-demand broadcasts. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, you can email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. To send us postal mail, you can address it to P.O. Box 271. 48, it's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. If you would like to speak with us during the broadcast, or if you're a clergy and you're feeling kind of bold and you want to have remarks after the word, or you have a testimony you like to share, a song you like to sing, a scripture you like to read, you can definitely give us a call at 978-990-5270, and that access code is 794-6408. And if you're looking to support other ministries, or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week on Tuesdays and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 945-218-0218. That access code is 584-7681. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. And there's also 6 o'clock p.m. prayer every Wednesday. And also on every second and third Wednesday of the month at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha hosts the There's Hope Ministry. The dial number is 551-258-5271. And on Thursday, that's 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m., where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 18231. Ministry Emmanuel Hope teams up with Evangelist Annette Bratton each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. We want to remember Evangelist Cynthia Edmond in our prayer. She is scheduled to preach on Sunday, March the 5th at 3 o'clock p.m. at God is Love Ministries. The address is 1400 Kenwood Avenue in Camden, New Jersey. 0804. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep John Henry in our prayers, Deacon Jeremiah Jackson, Sister Doreen Jackson, Elder Gary Johnson, Deacon and Missionary Gatewood's granddaughter, the Edmund family, Steve Hayes, Muhammad Hameen, David Hameen, Jeff and Jen Granitz, Edie Johansson, Stuart Harris, Mother Mary Brown, Ola May and Wayne, Joseph Hall, Mother Barbara Watson Austin, the Reeves Briggs family, the Reeves Allen family, the Reeves Carr family, the Reeves Davis family, Todd Johnson, Titus Edmund Sr., Mother Janice Marshall, Robin Mann Fay, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, and all of those who are currently requesting prayer. And we also want to keep our Sunday School Convention that's going on right now at True Holiness Temple in Athens, Georgia, in prayer. And services are in person, and they are, just trying to pull up one of our programs here. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it's happening this weekend, the 24th throughout the 26th. And I thank God for the Sunday School Convention. It was a meeting that I received the Holy Ghost. So I thank God for the Sunday School Convention. And today is actually my spiritual birthday. And I am 21 years old. The Lord has kept me for 21 years. And I give him the glory. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'll have the program and all that information at the end of the broadcast. If it's the Lord, those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And I'll sing a little portion of this song. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit, message of love to encourage me, lifting my heart from despair. How you love me and care for me, speak to my heart. Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit, give me the words that will bring life. Words on the wings of the morning, the dark night will fade away if you speak to my heart. Speak to my heart. Speak to my heart. Speak to my heart. Give me a holy word. If I can hear from you, then I'll know what to do. I won't go alone. Never go on my own. Just let your spirit guide. And let your word abide. Speak to my heart. Speak to my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. I did find that program. Amen. And it's our 48th Annual Sunday School Convention. It's being held again at True Holiness Temple Church of God at 1262 West Broad Street in Athens, Georgia, 30606. The theme is Rejoice in the Lord. Services are in person. Morning worship starting at 10 o'clock a.m. and evening worship at 7 o'clock p.m. Amen. Praise the Lord. And Elder Mark Hoges is the pastor, amen, of True Holiness. So if you're in the area, stop on by. You won't regret it. Amen. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over to the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmund, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that selection that came through Evangelist Khadija. Speak to my heart, Lord. Praise the Lord. I would love for the Lord to speak to my heart. Because when God speaks to your heart, it gives you strength to go on a little further. Mm-hmm. And I just thank God for that beautiful selection and for the scripture reading. You know, the Lord is so wonderful. He's so good to us. And we ought to praise him and glorify his name for the great things that he has done in our lives. And praise the Lord. We thank God for this broadcast time. We're not going to hold up the time or stay before the speaker too long, but we want to encourage you to go forward in the Lord. And if the Lord has blessed you and touched you and strengthened you and you feel more like working for the Lord and you feel more like going on with the Lord, go forward. Praise the Lord. Now, at this time, I'm going to present to you the speaker of the hour in the person of Pastor Dr. Sheila Hameen from Holy Temple, Baltimore, Maryland. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let's put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you and we bless your name. Lord, we come to you asking you, O God, to send forth your word. Lord, let your word minister unto us. O God, speak unto our hearts. And Lord, have your way. Bless abundantly, Lord, with every blessing that is needed. We believe you and we count it as done, Lord, and we thank you. Praise your name, O God. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, Lord, thank God for this broadcast and for every one of you who have tuned in. And we thank God for that anointed prayer and the song of praise, everything that's been said and done thus far. But let's prepare now to go to the Word of God. If you will notice with me, the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through 3, Psalm 121, 1 and 2, and Isaiah 43 and 28 through 31. I'm reading from the King James Version Bible, but I just want to start with Isaiah, the 40th chapter, and verse 1 reads, comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her, that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Moving on down to verses 28 through 31, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Going over to Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the reading of the Word of God. And tonight, the title of the message is God Comforts and Helps Us. The theme is Keep Looking to the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the Word of God. It's so encouraging and so uplifting. And to know that God is looking down upon us and he's considering us. He's thinking on us. You know, we are nothing that God should even consider us. But God is a merciful God and full of compassion. In Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the prophet began to speak the word coming directly from God, saying, comfort ye my people. This is a message that God had given the prophet to deliver to the people, his people. And he had called his people by his name. Nevertheless, the children of Israel were very disobedient and rebellious, and they did not keep the commandments of the Lord. However, God, when he punished them, they received from the Lord's hand double, glory to God. But God giving them comfort and letting them know that their warfare had been accomplished, that their iniquity had been pardoned because they had received of the Lord the punishment that he sent upon them for all of their sins. And so the voice of him that cries in the wilderness is the prophecy concerning John the Baptist, who would come and be the forerunner of Jesus, to introduce Jesus, who came to deliver everyone, to save the whole world. Hallelujah. He came to give us the victory by dying on the cross. Victory over death. Victory over sin. Hallelujah. He came to give us this gift from God, the gift of eternal life. And so John the Baptist did come according to this prophecy. And this was comforting to God's people, to let us know that God will never turn his back on us. God will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. But he will give us that comfort, and he will send help. When we were without help, when we had no hope, God sent Jesus, hallelujah, to give us that hope. Amen. And then further down in that same chapter, at verse 28, it talks about how God, he is almighty, and there is no searching of his understanding. The verse reads, "Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not?" God does not faint. God does not become weary. God doesn't sleep. Neither does he slumber. Praise the Lord. But he gives power to the faint. God increases might, or rather strength, to those who have no might. When it seems like those times when we are weak and we don't know if we can make it the next day, hallelujah, God will come and give us strength. God will give us what we need to make it through. And as the psalmist said, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." All of our help comes from the Lord. God will allow us to be tried down here. He can see what we're going through, no matter what it is. Nothing is hid from God. Sometimes we are also reaping what we sow. But even in that, God is merciful and full of compassion. Hallelujah. And he will comfort us in due time to let us know that he's still here for us, that he will never leave us, neither will he forsake us. Glory, hallelujah. And so if we humble ourselves and wait patiently on the Lord, he will surely show up in due time and at the time we need him. Somebody sang a song saying he may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. Glory to God. So he will be right there no matter what we're going through. And we might think, oh, I need him right now. I can't make it another day. But God knows just what to do, and he will arrive at the right time. Glory to God, to give us that strength. Amen. To give us the help we need. And the Bible tells us that if we wait on the Lord, we shall renew our strength. We will mount up with wings as eagles. We will run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. But it's important that we continue to look to Jesus. As in Hebrews, converse, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, he is the beginning and the end of our faith. If at any time we feel faint or feel like our faith is weak, we should look to the Lord. Glory to God. Keep looking to him and not give up. Glory to God. Don't throw up hands. Don't turn and walk away, but continue to look to Jesus. He will uphold us. He will carry us through. He will see us through. Hallelujah. He'll be there to hold our hands, to walk by our side, to speak to us. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, the word of God is so powerful. There is so much strength in the word of God. And I think about how Jesus was made flesh. He is the word. Glory to God. Because in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And then God sent Jesus down here, and he, being the word, became flesh and dwelt on the earth. Glory to God. So there is power in the word of God. It's according to Hebrews, the 12th chapter, the word of God is quick and powerful. It's sharp, sharper than any two-edged sword. Glory to God. So I thank him for his word. There's comfort in the word of God. While Jesus was on the earth, he was indeed our comforter. But he had to go back to his Father. He had to leave the earth so that we could be saved, so that it was profitable for us. Hallelujah. And by him having to go back, he promised that he would send another comforter. He said he would pray to the Father that he would send another comforter. Oh, he was talking about the Holy Ghost who would dwell inside of us. He lives inside. He is the third person of the Godhead. Hallelujah. And there is in knowing that we can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost,
If you don't have the Holy Ghost, it is unto you. It's a gift from God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. It's an honor and a privilege. And it's just God's grace that he gives us the gift of the Holy Ghost to seal us until the day of redemption. The Lord preserves us until the day of redemption. Praise the Lord. As brought out in Psalm 121, I want to read a little further down, starting with verse 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. He seals us with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. He is there to protect us. He's there to preserve us. He will preserve us from all evil. He will preserve our souls. The enemy is always looking for a way to destroy us. He's looking for a way to stop us, to discourage us. But the Lord shall preserve us, even our going out and our coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. God preserves our souls. Hallelujah. He comforts and he helps us. So let us continue to look to him. Praise the name of Jesus. Look to the Lord. If you don't know him in the departing of your sin, can accept him as your personal Savior tonight. You can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost and power as the Lord baptizes us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. He gives us power to live right, power to resist the devil, power, oh glory to God, not to yield to temptation. He gives us what we need. He comforts us. As Jesus described, the Spirit of truth, the Comforter, whom the Father will send in his name, even the Spirit of truth, he shall dwell inside of us. He shall lead us into all truth. He shall bring all things to our remembrance, whatsoever the Lord has told us, all of his commandments. The Holy Ghost will bring to our remembrance, hallelujah, that we sin not. And he will be there to give us that power, as in Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me. So we become witnesses unto Jesus. Glory to God. To go into all the world, in the uttermost part of the world, in Judea, in all Samaria, and everywhere, all around every country. And even this broadcast is being heard in many different countries. And we are witnesses of Jesus Christ spreading the gospel of truth out to the world, as commanded by the Lord, saying, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Praise the Lord. It is our mission. It is our ministry. This is our duty to put the word of God out. And tonight, just know that God is sending words of comfort to let you know that he loves you, and that he cares for you. And anything you can ever need, God got it. And he's ready and willing to give it to you. All you have to do is just trust in the Lord and keep looking to him. Don't faint by the way, but look to the Lord for strength. Look to the Lord for encouragement. Look to the Lord for your healing, for your breakthrough, a miracle, whatever it is you need. Look to the Lord always. Glory, hallelujah. The enemy will come and try to distract us, but let us keep looking to the Lord and never look back, but continue looking to the Lord, because he truly is the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, praise the Lord. And we can ask him to increase our faith. We can ask the Lord to build our faith. Whatever we need, we can look to the Lord. Amen. All of our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So I pray that you're encouraged through this message on tonight. And don't let anything stop you from looking to the Lord. Don't let anything or anyone stop you from going after God. If you have made up your mind that you're going to turn from the world, that you're going to give up the world and the ways of the world, the sins of the world, and come and accept the Lord Jesus, don't let anything or anyone stand in your way, but look to the Lord only and trust him, and he will have mercy upon you. Be not afraid. Don't worry about anything, but put all your trust in the Lord and wait patiently on him, and he will manifest himself to you. He will make himself known to you. Glory to God. You will come to know him in the departing of your sins. If you're willing to repent right now, if you're willing to turn from your sins, God will have mercy on you, and he will save you. The Lord will fill you with the Holy Ghost this night. He wants to give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So at this time, we're going to go to God in prayer. If you are weak and you need strength tonight, ask the Lord to strengthen you where you're weak. The more knowledge concerning the will of God or the ministry that God has given you or assigned unto you, you can take it to the Lord in prayer and ask God for guidance. But you must look to him and wait patiently on the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're sick in your body and you need healing tonight, God is our healer. God wants to heal you no matter what your condition is, whether it be natural, terminal, spiritual, mental, whatever way you are ailing, whatever affliction you have, God wants to make you whole tonight. Hallelujah. So let's go to God believing him, and let's trust him and look to him together in prayer. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, oh Lord, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask that you will have mercy upon us and hear our cries. Lord, please forgive our sins, Lord. Search our hearts. Whatever is not right should not be in our hearts. Forgive us, Lord, and take it away. Take it out by the root, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, on behalf of those who have repented of their sins and made up their minds that they're turning away from the world and to accept you as their personal Savior. We pray for them that you will forgive them and take away their sins, Lord. We pray, God, that you will send the Holy Ghost, oh my God, and fill them this night in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord, be merciful in the name of Jesus and give somebody the mind to serve you from this day forward for the rest of their life. In the name of Jesus, oh, blessed Savior, we ask God that you will send your healing virtue, that you will touch, Lord, heal and make whole right now. As we pray in this prayer, Lord, rebuke the sickness or affliction, Lord God. Rebuke the diseases and the viruses in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, let your blood cover right now. Lord God, let the healing come right now. Let the health be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we believe you, and we're taking you at your word. Oh, my God, we come, Lord, asking you for comfort for those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Lord, please uphold them during this difficult time and carry them through. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Be merciful, God, and stay the hand of death. Give somebody a little more time. Give somebody another chance, Lord. Oh, my God, have mercy tonight. See, oh, Lord, we're looking to you, and we're depending on you, Lord, that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, Lord, increase our faith and help us to believe you. Help us, Lord, not to faint by the way or become weary, but to consider all that you have done for us, Lord, and to know that it's worth holding on and pressing on and not giving up. Lord, we praise you and we thank you tonight. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, oh God, for your touch. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for your word tonight, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for comfort. Thank you for helping us, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we praise you. Oh, God, and we bless your holy name. And now, Lord, for those who are on the prayer list, we pray, God, that you will bless them and that you will touch them, Lord. Strengthen and encourage them, whatever the need is. We pray, God, that you will grant it and let it all be done according to your holy will. We ask these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God, the beautiful word of God coming through Evangelist Hamid, saying God comforts and helps us and encouraging us to keep looking to the Lord. And like Evangelist Hamid began to say, you know, God, he sent his word to Isaiah to speak comfortably to his people. He said that our iniquity had been pardoned. He forgave us. No matter what man says, we've been pardoned. The charges have been dropped. Some they'll no doubt hold one thing against folks for so long. It seems like as long as they live, and that's okay because God is the one who pardoned our iniquity. And not only that, but he gave us double for our sins. That's the kind of God that we serve. And he's the one that we're looking to, not anybody else. And I even as she began to talk about how the Holy Ghost is also now, he's our comforter. Jesus was upon the earth, and he was there with the disciples, and he was the comforter upon the earth, but when he went away, he did something greater. He gave himself to every person. Now everybody can have him inside, the man inside of another man. Even like she began to express, the third head of the God body. And so beautiful what Jesus did, what we are now capable of having if we accept it, if we look to Jesus. And at this time, I want to open up the line to any minister, any clergy that's on the line to have remarks. Of course, want to give that respect to Evangelist Newbell first to have remarks, and any other minister who may be calling in can also have remarks. God bless you, Evangelist Newbell.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the beautiful message coming through Pastor Hameen. God comforts
and helps us. And surely I could say that he comforts us and he helps us. He is our help. And the Bible says he is a very present help in trouble. He will come to our rescue. He will work things out for us. Glory to God, he'll just like that.
Yes.
God comforts and helps us. And the thing was, keep looking to the Lord. And this is why I keep looking to the Lord, because when I'm in need, the Lord comes to my rescue. And when it seems like Satan is working to try to cause all kinds of trouble, the Lord comforts me. Glory to God. And I was thinking on the word that was preached on the other night, a change is coming. And the Lord was saying, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise. And then in the 18th verse, he said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So praise the Lord. That's why the word of God comes. It comes to comfort us, to help us, to deliver us, to save us, whatever situation we find ourselves in. The word of God comes to help us. And I just thank God for that beautiful message on tonight. I encourage you, Venice Amin, continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. And we are praying for you. God bless you.
Amen. Thank the Lord for those beautiful comments, those beautiful remarks that are coming to Evangelist Maybell Edmonds. Any other clergy on the line? You just ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. Jesus will carry you through. Oh, you just ask the Savior to help you, comfort, strengthen, and keep you. He is willing to aid you. Jesus will carry you through. Amen. There are no clergy. There are no more clergy on the line. And then we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hamid. God bless you, Pastor Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks that came from Evangelist May and both Evangelist Khadija. Thank the Lord for this broadcast. And we do thank God for all of you who are supportive and praying for us, and we thank God for you, every listener tonight, and praying that the Lord will bless you, and we thank you for your prayers and for your support. We just thank God for all things said and done, and just thinking on the word of God, let us reflect on God's word, because God speaks to us. You know, the song was saying, speak to my heart, and God, through his word, he speaks to our heart, and when we hear that voice, when the voice of God reaches our heart, something special happens. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
It's very special for God to speak to our heart. Glory to God. Because instantly a change takes place. Glory to God.
Yes.
And I thank the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm still thinking back on the revival and how the Lord began to encourage us through that revival. Praise God. We needed that. And I'm yet encouraged. I'm yet revived. And I'm grateful. I truly thank the Lord for all things. And if we don't have anything else, is there anything else? Anybody have anything else to say? If not,
I did this time.
Go ahead. Okay. Praise the Lord. But well, we do thank the Lord for all things said and done. And let us continue to pray for our Sunday school convention. I really wanted to be there. Know that God knows all things. And
yes.
I pray that they, you know, I've believe they're just having a great time and going forth in the Lord. And I but think about when we went down there to Georgia for a Sunday school convention some years ago and how God moved so powerfully. I mean, God moved so greatly. So we thank God for his blessings, and let that be all. We invite you to join us for our next broadcast on Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And until then, may the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.